It's not easy to write a novel that tells an engaging story, has the reader identifying with a diverse range of characters, and at the same time shines a light on how race, gender, and class affect people's lives. But that is what the author Kirsten Valdez Quaid has accomplished in her extraordinary new novel called The Five Wounds. The Five Wounds takes place in a small, poor Latinx community in New Mexico and is filled with characters who are facing major challenges in their life. Angel Padilla is a 15-year-old high school student who got pregnant as a result of an encounter she initiated with a boy at a party. She aspires to go to college. She wants a bright future for her baby son. But without resources that more privileged families take for granted, her options are limited. Angel has been living with her 31-year-old mother, who works as an office manager for an insurance company. Both of them want a close relationship, but don't know how. And then Angel has to move out when she is assaulted by the older man her mother is dating. With nowhere else to turn, Angel moves in with her father, Amadeo, who at age 33 is unemployed and drinks too much. Amadeo has not found himself in life and is looking for guidance from his great uncle and other older men in the community. This year, Amadeo has the honor of playing Jesus in the little town's Easter celebration. He's also trying to start a business fixing cracks in people's car windshields. But no matter what he does, he can't shake the feeling of being a screw-up all the time. Amadeo's household that Angel is moving into also includes her grandmother, Amadeo's mother, who works as an administrative assistant in the state legislature and has been the rock of the family, but now finds out she has a brain tumor and has only a few months to live. When Angel is no longer able to attend the regular high school, she starts going to a program for teen mothers that prepares them to get a GED instead. The teacher is an idealistic but inexperienced 25-year-old, trying to connect with her students despite her middle-class background and white privilege. She supplements the academic curriculum with instruction on parenting, life skills, and even meditation, giving Angel a welcome feeling of structure and hope, even as the teacher herself goes through growing pains in her own personal life. At the Teen Mothers program, Angel falls in love with one of the other girls and hopes they will have a deeper relationship than she experienced with any of the boys she knew. But the girl seems headed for a downward spiral as her home life is even more unstable than Angel's. The book's title, The Five Wounds, refers to the five wounds that Jesus suffered on the cross, one nail hole in each hand and foot, and one gash in his side, a physical trauma that Amadeo replicates for the town's Easter observance. But it also refers to the deeper trauma that five generations of the Padilla family inflict on each other and absorb from the unfair and unequal society around them. What makes the novel so special is the author's gift for expressing how each character feels about themselves, about the other characters, and about their place in society. Though the characters are sometimes at odds with each other, the reader ends up rooting for each of them. While the novel is about particular characters in a particular place, anyone can relate to them as they search for connection, for a sense of accomplishment and competence, and for respect for living right and doing good. And while there is no Hollywood ending for any of them, most of them learn and grow as the story progresses, even as the world they live in remains in serious need of social change.